More than 12,000 refugees from Syria have been admitted to the U.S. this year, and the federal government has planned to admit even more next year. But at the same time, some states have passed local laws that make life tougher for immigrants and refugees. Louisiana, for example, it now has a law requiring people born outside of the U.S. to show a birth certificate to get married. Nina Feldman has that story from New Orleans.
Ana Maria Lopez was born in Colombia, but has lived in the States for years. She's a citizen. One morning, Lopez went to get her marriage license with her fiancé, Peter. He's a citizen, too.
We were both really excited, Peter and I.
When it was their turn, they handed the clerk their paperwork.
And the lady, right away off the bat, just kind of gave us an attitude. She treated us differently than the couple that had gone up before us.
The clerk wouldn't accept Lopez's birth certificate. It was a photocopy.
Because in Colombia, when you lose your birth certificate, you have to go back to the town where you were born, and essentially there's a book with records, and they just make a photocopy of the page where your birth certificate is. And that's as official as it's going to get.
But the answer was still no. Until this year, you could get a waiver if you didn't have a birth certificate. But a new law passed in January got rid of that option for people born outside of the U.S. And that's tricky for many immigrants. Maybe they can't access their birth certificate, or never even got one. Or maybe they're a refugee who fled their country with just the clothes on their back. Eventually, Lopez spoke to an official who knew how the system worked in Colombia. She and Peter got their license.
You know, I am lucky. It could have stopped us from getting married.
The house will come to order. The clerk will open the machine.
State Representative Valerie Hodges sponsored the bill, arguing it would prevent marriage fraud. But critics like Representative Marcus Hunter were skeptical this was a real issue.
How many instances of marriage fraud do we have in Louisiana presently?
Well, we do have marriage fraud in Louisiana. In fact, one case was in my church that my husband...
Hodges explained that her husband, a pastor, had married someone who'd already been married.
So and one instance is why we're bringing this legislation to tighten up marriage.
There's more.
Hodges gave examples of marriage fraud in other states. She brought up the fake marriage connected to the deadly attack in San Bernardino, California last year. She says this bill would prevent that in Louisiana. Mary Yannick is an attorney with the New Orleans Worker Center for Racial Justice. She says the bill just adds to other laws that make life tough for the state's growing immigrant community. If you're undocumented here, you can't get a driver's license or receive in-state college tuition.
It's an attack on immigrant families and their ability to build community in Louisiana. That is a part of marriage, is building their relationships here.
Now, some immigrant rights groups are fighting the law in court.
Denying the right of some people to marry simply because of where they were born, I think is un-American and absurd.
That's Alvaro Huerta from the National Immigration Law Center, one of the groups that's suing. He argues that even if marriage fraud is a problem, that's for the federal government to decide. But bills like this, singling out immigrants and couples, aren't new. Mei Nai, a historian at Columbia University, points to the Chinese Exclusion Act of 1882. It barred Chinese workers from entering the country and from bringing their wives if they were already here.
It's very explicit. They didn't want women to come to the United States because they didn't want families and they didn't want a settled population.
Nai also points to the Expatriation Act of 1907. That forced women who married a foreigner to renounce their U.S. citizenship. Representative Hodges says she never meant for the law to affect people who are here legally and plans to tweak it so it won't. But those suing say the fundamental right to marry should be protected regardless of immigration status and that the law should be scrapped entirely. For The World, Nina Feldman, New Orleans.